On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, let's start to break down this Week 12 NFL card. It was a fun start last night with what we saw between the Texans and the Bills. The Bills go down as a road favorite once again. They have not been playing very well on the road at all. You can trust them some of the time at home, but things certainly up and down when it comes to the Buffalo Bills. We didn't even talk about the Super Bowl odds. We talked a lot about the division odds changing, make the playoff odds adjustment for the Houston Texans. Let's see where we're at on the Super Bowl after last night. Did the Bills end up dropping again? I think the best number was plus 1050 going into that game last night. And now they're the fifth seed. Things will obviously change as the week wraps up. But I'd assume it went down a touch again, Sam. Let's see where we're at here.
Well, 11, not so 12? Fast, my friend.
Yeah, it did.
BetMGM has the Bills. BetMGM has the Bills at 9-1.
They're the shortest number, though, that I see. There are 12s available this morning.
This is as wide open as it gets. And I know that people say that all the time. It's not really true when you say it all the time. If you say it with a purpose, you have to understand how the numbers are. And I'm glad that we're going to have this conversation here, because I had a chat with John Murray at the Westgate. And this was on Wednesday on my train ride down. We get a little break in New Haven if we're early and we could step outside and make phone calls or whatever. And I ended up writing a story about this for Fox about the top 10 teams in the NFL. And Murray just laughed and said it could be one of seven teams. And I said, well, let's put them in order. So in order, Westgate says Rams, Eagles, Bills, Chiefs, Lions, Ravens, Seahawks, Colts, Packers, Patriots. That's their order right now. And obviously things could change, but that's 1 through 10. He said the line, though, between 1 and 7, the Rams and the Seahawks, is 1.5 on a neutral. If that doesn't tell you how wide open this season is, I don't know what to tell you. The gap between number 1 and number 7 is 1.5.
Is that – was 7 Baltimore? What did you say it was?
Baltimore just ahead of Seattle. Seattle, okay. 7, Baltimore, 6.
And you know what's really messed up? In that 7, you've got 3 teams right now not in the playoffs. Right?
Baltimore's out. That's all power ratings.
Yeah. Correct. Baltimore's out. KC out. No, 2. I think it's 2. I misspoke. I was thinking Buffalo too. Look at this. If you go by the best number in the market, you've got Buffalo as the fifth favorite at 12-1. They're still in. The Chiefs are the third favorite at 11-1. They're out. The Ravens are 13-1. They're around 7, 8, depending what book you're looking at. So you're right. Things wide open. Is the list of potential Super Bowl winners 7? I would say no. I would say it's longer than that. Would you agree with that idea?
Where's the Broncos?
Exactly.
That's sort of my initial reaction to the list, because the Broncos have a chance to be the number one seed in the AFC, the vaunted, dangerous, top-heavy AFC, which all offseason was, all right, pick your poison. Baltimore, Buffalo, Cincinnati, Kansas City. Well, Denver is 9-2. And Denver isn't even on the list of top 10 teams at the Westgate. And let's look at the price. Broncos to win the Super Bowl at BetMGM. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th best odds with a 9-2 record.
And there were a lot of people last night saying, I wouldn't want to play this Texans defense in the playoffs. They're 50-1 over at BetMGM. They're way down the board in the middle. So we'll see if they even make the playoffs. Joe O, Sammy P, let's break down these games. And let's start with the Kansas City Chiefs, team that is viewed as the best in the AFC, even though they are on the outside looking in right now. They are in a must-win spot, the 5-5 Kansas City Chiefs. They are playing at Arrowhead, where they have dominated. They have a 4-1 record at home, and they are 1-4 on the road. They're at home this week, favored by 3.5. Colts coming off the bye. The last time we saw them, they were in Germany, winning in overtime against the Atlanta Falcons. What are you thinking with KC Indy?
I'd like to lay Kansas City for sure, but I'm not there yet. We've got to pick 5. We'll do that at the end of the show. I would lean to the Chiefs just because they're at home. I think they're a little undervalued now in terms of how people are perceiving them. And Paul brought up the Chris Andrews tweet the other day about how he was watching Get Up and the whole panel said the Colts should be favored. And when you usually hear that, you're like, oh, okay. Well, if Rex Ryan and Mike Greenberg think the Colts should be favored, maybe it's time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's time to do something there. Lean to Kansas City. That's a cheap number. When's the last time we saw the Chiefs 3, 3.5 at home against Daniel Jones or a quarterback like that? You know, when you really close your eyes and think about it, we bet Buffalo. Well, I'm sorry. I bet Buffalo. And then I think we all kind of leaned toward Denver last week. It's KC or pass from me in this one, just given how low the perception is and how low the number is. You can lay 3 minus 120 at a couple books right now on KC.
Yep. I understand it. I definitely think the Chiefs are going to win this game. Could be wrong. I've been wrong in the past on this team. 47.5. You think about this efficient Colts offense. I mean, these are two of the top three offenses in the league when it comes to EPA per play. And these close games, the Chiefs are not winning suddenly. They had a 17-game winning streak in one-score games, which was insane, and now they have a 5-game losing streak. It always happens that way, and it was just a matter of time. What's the injury report say? Xavier Worthy was limited. Isaiah Pacheco was limited on Thursday. Very curious where we're at there. The under is close to hitting. The under on the win total for the Kansas City Chiefs. If they lose one more game, the under cashes right here, right now. So I don't have a play on the game. Just the desperation. I'm with you, and I would lean in the Chiefs' direction, but I have a lot of questions. A lot of questions. If I'm doing anything in this game, I would probably go to the under. I know what both offenses have done this season, but we're north of 50. And with this Chiefs defense, if it ends up being a Chiefs game, they're going to have to limit that Colts offense. And they've been rearing up the rush defense for Jonathan Taylor. Arrested Taylor does scare me quite a bit. And this Colts team has played well on the road. They've played well everywhere. I lean to the Chiefs, but I don't in the under, but I don't have a play on the game. Any other anything else worth discussing in this one?
Well, I looked at a couple parlays. For example, a Chiefs Rams money line parlay is even money, plus 100. I think Chiefs that's probably going to win. I lean to that. And then if we take the Rams out and put in the Niners, it's minus 102 at BetMGM. So if you want to key Kansas City, again, Kansas City's 5-5. So you can't make this number 5.5 or 6. Like the true number probably a month ago is KC 5, 5.5. But because the Colts keep winning, and now the Colts are off the bye, and the Chiefs have lost two in a row, you're getting the Chiefs. You're getting the Chiefs on the cheap. There we go. Mm-hmm. So if you want to hook them with other things, I know you guys are hoping the Panthers create some chaos here and beat the Niners, but do you really think they're going to win? So Chiefs and Niners, minus 102. Chiefs and Rams, even money. Something to think about.
If I were to hook it with a team somewhere in that price range that you're talking about, you're looking at teams around a touchdown favorite, I would go to Green Bay. Even though I don't love the way that they've been playing, just that specific matchup against McCarthy, I don't have to cover the 6.5. I just need to win that game. I would look to Green Bay. There's some reasons that I think Green Bay is not the worst look in the world. I'm not saying lay a touchdown, but to win, I like that.
Plus 105.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're looking for something to hook with, that makes a lot of sense. All right, let's keep things rolling here. We've got the Jaguars at the Arizona Cardinals. The Jaguars are a field goal favorite. So we got off the 2.5. We are 3 across the board. The total sitting at 47 in the hook has not gotten off that number pretty much all week. Sam, both of these teams are coming off very strange results. The Jaguars, a blowout win over the Chargers, right? And you look at it, I don't know that a lot of people had that coming. I know you, of course, had the Jaguars last week in that game, but 35-6, that was a lot worse than I assume even you thought. And then it felt like Niners-Cardinals was over early, and then Brissett ends up completing 47 passes, which was crazy. They put up almost 500 yards of offense against the Niners. Prevent or no prevent, that's an incredible performance. And the Cardinals can't stop anybody. So that was the issue there. They're dealing with a lot of injuries. So what do we do with Jaguars, Cardinals, Jacksonville minus 3?
I will probably do nothing. What I'd like to do at this point in time is just fold my arms, kick up my legs, and let you and Paul talk this one through.
All right, Paul. What are we doing, Joe?
I mean, it's never Jags, right? It's never laying it with the Jags, right?
No chance is it the Jacksonville Jaguars. No, this is the worst time to buy. Is the buy spot here Cardinals on the cheap? You're getting the plus 3. I hate it, but I'm here. We know Marvin Harrison Jr. is out. It looks like the defense is getting healthier for Arizona. We'll find out for sure later today, but a lot of the guys that have been missing time, they are now limited practices. That game was over early last week. Yeah. We know Brissett can move the football. Do we really think the Jaguars are going to repeat what they did? 5-6 in the red zone. They're putting up a ton of points while missing a lot of their best players, including their top 3 cornerbacks. So, yeah, you can't lay it. Both running backs were limited yesterday. Brian Thomas, him too. Trayvon Walker has not been practicing this week. Is he even going to be good to go? I feel like you've talked me into the Cardinals this week. Are you still there?
I am still there, and the Jaguars have been especially bad against tight ends. Trey McBride game. Just feed that guy, especially with Marvin Harrison Jr. out. Yeah, just feed Trey McBride. And again, getting the full 3, I like that. I think they're very live in the game too.
Yeah, the McBride number is 75.5 around where he's been, and he's even money at one spot for an anytime touchdown. That makes sense. When Brissett's out there, he finds McBride. He's his dude. So, yeah, both on the Cardinals. Okay, very good. How about a game we were talking a little bit ago about? The movement in Cincinnati, New England. It keeps on dropping, all signs pointing to Joe Burrow being under center for the Cincinnati Bengals at home. We are now mostly 6. I don't know. It's pretty split now. Now we're at 5.5. Man, what? Let's say we get Burrow news today. Joe Burrow is starting on Sunday for the Cincinnati Bengals. Where does it go to?
5.5, probably a good guess on the floor. I don't think you're going to get much lower than 5.5 because I know people will like to lay a cheap New England 5, sure. Especially considering what you were talking about the other day. This was 8 on the 17th. You know, 8, 7.5. How low can you go? It's difficult to envision it getting much lower than 5.5. And most books are at 6 right now, including BetMGM. Are you going to play this over 51.5? I know you're leaning that way.
It's just getting to a point where it's just like, geez, now we're past 51. I see it being a shootout, certainly. The way to go is probably props, right? If you want to go to Higgins, some other weapons on the Bengals side, or Patriots, that makes a lot of sense. We don't have anything props-wise on Henderson. I would love to see what those numbers are. He's a big favorite to score a touchdown, but let's see what the yardage is or what some of his other props is. The reason we don't have it is we don't know about Stevenson. He was limited yesterday. For my Offensive Rookie of the Year tickets, I'm hoping that they decide to sit Stevenson once again. But let's not forget, this is the Bengals, the worst defense in football. It's not close. The Cowboys really aren't even in that conversation. And Drake May has the highest completion percentage in football. They complete 72% of their passes. How do we think they're going to do against this defense? I think both teams are going to score. It is going to be a shootout. It's going to be a very high number. I get why it's up there. So let's see about the Burrow news. Burrow as a dog, Sam, 17-3 ATS when it's at least a field goal. 17-3. Yeah, I hear you. More breakdowns next. We'll get to the Steelers and Bears on the other side. This is Bet Sweats.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's been wild. They keep finding ways to win games. They keep finding ways to make it happen. 5-1 in one-score games. Those are your Chicago Bears. Joe Sammy P here. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network. The Bears have a record of 7-3, and the Pittsburgh Steelers sitting there 6-4. This game is massive for both sides when it comes to the playoff picture. You know, with Chicago, I think people would look and say, well, you know, if they lose, is it the biggest deal in the world? They fall to 7-4. They're still in a prime spot for a playoff spot in the NFC. I would say it is a massive deal because I'm not sure how many games moving forward they're going to be favored to win. So if they don't win this one, it's not one of the three that they probably need to get into the postseason. Boy, it's going to get dicey moving forward because the schedule does get more challenging. You still got Detroit. You got San Francisco. You got Green Bay a couple of times. There are no easy ones. Not that this is ever easy, but it's a game at home, and you're favored by – it was a field goal, and that is now down to 2.5. The total is 45 and the hook. The biggest story in the game is something that we don't have an answer to right now on Friday morning. Is Aaron Rodgers going to play? Does it matter? Well, Rodgers against the Bears, 24-5 straight up. He has 64 passing touchdowns, 66 in total, 10 interceptions against the Bears. In the regular season, he wins 83% of the time against the Bears. I know some people are like, dude, wins is not a quarterback stat. And a lot of times I'm right there with you. Let me tell you, I've watched all 29 of these regular season games, Rodgers against the Bears. In this case, that's a quarterback stat. It's him beating the Bears again and again and again and finding ways. And he plays his best ball at Soldier Field. Sam, we mentioned 24 regular season wins against the Bears. Oh, that's a lot. But you know what? They play the Bears a lot. That's 6 more wins than he has against any other team. The Lions and Vikings are in the division too for a long time. And he has 18 wins against those teams, 24 against the Bears. That's massive. I understand he is not the same Aaron Rodgers as he was in Green Bay, but Pittsburgh wants Rodgers to go. The Bears probably don't want Rodgers to go.
No.
Unless they want to slay that dragon. Good luck with that. Do you think it's a big deal? Or do you look at it and say, you know what? I mean, Rodgers just has not been very good this year. Rudolph was actually pretty efficient in relief last week. It's not a big deal, or is it a big deal?
I don't want to compare Michael Jordan to Aaron Rodgers. Let me preface what I'm about to say with that. But you knew, and you and I grew up in Chicago, you knew when Jordan went to the Garden in New York, something special was going to happen. You just knew. You knew he was going to score 40-plus, maybe 50-plus. Everybody would go home in awe of what they just saw, and odds were good the Knicks were going to lose. We lived it. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of similarities to when that quarterback goes into that building. There just are. We talked about this on Bear Bets, too, yesterday. The Conti cover zero play, week 17. The Bears can say as much as they want. More of the fans. Oh, we don't care. We don't care about Aaron Rodgers. Lies. Lies. Don't lie. Don't be yes or be yes, sir. Please. Here's what's interesting. So he comes back to practice. And it's his left wrist, obviously. It's not his right wrist. Fractured his left wrist, but he doesn't need surgery. And there are levels to fractures. I mean, if this is a complete or compound fracture, he's not playing. If it's a little fracture, you could slap a brace on that thing and he's going to play. You know he wants to play. And he's kind of downplaying it too, Rodgers.
Of course.
He's throwing a little shade there. But he knows he owns them. He knows he owns them. I just can't. I can't bet against that guy in that building because I covered it. I've seen it. I know it.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm with you, man. You think he's playing? I think he's playing.
I think he's playing. My dad actually called me last night. My dad never calls me about sports things, at least about injuries. We'll talk sports.
Unless there's Serbia.
Unless it's Illinois basketball now. He calls me the other night and says, do you think Rodgers is playing? I'm like, I don't know. Why? He goes, well, you know these kind of things. I said, well, I don't know this one because I have nobody close to Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers isn't really close with anybody, so he's not going to say a word. We're going to find out when everybody else finds out. But my dad is thinking about it from a guy holding season tickets. Like, he wants to sell the tickets because he wants Rodgers to play and he wants to get more money. Because if you're a season ticket holder, and my dad lives in Florida now, he's not going to the game. The price of the ticket, even though we're sitting here saying there's not a big drop-off between Rodgers and Rudolph, and yes, that's true. It's a big difference in ticket prices. If they rule Rodgers out and it's Mason Rudolph, that ticket just isn't as valuable anymore. But if it's Aaron Rodgers coming back to Chicago, you could sell that ticket for just a little bit more money. So even Dad's on the horn wondering about Rodgers going. I think he's going to go, but I have no intel on that.
Yeah, and there are a lot of within driving distance Rodgers fans. There are fanboys like Ryan Horvat. Shout out, Horvy. Great job this week. That would pay a lot of money to go see their guy, maybe for the last time, right? So I could see that. The injury report with all the Rodgers noise is getting underreported, I think, for the Chicago Bears. There are three starting offensive linemen that were limited yesterday. Are all of them going to go? Both tackles and the center, the three most important spots on the offensive line, all limited. And when you look at that defense, two starting linebackers are not practicing this week, Edwards and Edmonds. And then you've got Kyler Gordon. Maybe he returns. Tyreek Stevenson was limited as well. Jalen Johnson is still out. Whew. Could be a lot of injuries. Rodgers might be picking on the replacement linebackers that are going to be out there. So it's fascinating. And there's a Gertz factor. Gertz said yesterday in 10 toes down, Pittsburgh by two touchdowns, Bears under 23.5 team total, Watt sacks, and Gainwell touchdowns. You still on Pittsburgh?
I'm in. Yeah, what's done is done.
Okay.
I don't love that he's loading up the Nerf gun with extra bullets. I do not love that.
I will say this. If the room somehow comes Bears, the world might end this weekend. So, like, this might be our last show. I'm just putting that out there. You know that movie about the nukes that's out on Netflix right now? That might happen this weekend. If the room is on Bears and Gertz is on Steelers, could be the end of the world.
Hold on. Tell me more about the movie. Is this the movie that I told you about a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. Courage Under Fire.
Did you watch it yet?
I did.
No. Okay.
Well, that was in 96.
Wait a minute. Are we talking about the same movie?
We are. I just couldn't think of the name. So, yeah. It's the Countdown. Like their
House of Dynamite is what I'm talking
about. Yeah, that one. Fire Dynamite.
That movie sucked because it just ended.
Right.
The ending was horrible.
What might happen? I don't know. The world could end or not.
So, all right. Maybe.
Oh, sorry. We spoiled the movie.
Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong here. And Joe, please tell me if I'm wrong here. So there. I got to be
also,
careful with this. Go ahead.
Chicago was the target.
That's like perfect. part of me in the movie, not in real life, in the movie, wanted to see Chicago obliterated. Am I wrong for saying that? Am I wrong?
Sam, I'm right here. Jake is right here. Joe is right here. I mean, I guess if the wind blows the right way, Joe might be okay.
The movie. So, Joe, I'm going to ruin the movie for you and for anybody else. Sorry. It is what it is. It's not a good movie. It's a waste of 2 hours. Because they build this whole thing up about a nuke going off in Chicago. And as the nuke is moments away from Chicago, the movie just ends. And you're like, whoa, like, are they going to shoot the nuke out? Are they going to blow the nuke up? Are they going to give me something? Nope. We never know what happens. I hated it. I despise the ending to that movie.
Dude, you're not Sopranos. Like, no. No, you can't be doing that. I'm thinking about right now all the people I know that are downtown Chicago. Can I endorse what you just said?
No, don't.
I can endorse it.
It's very clear in the movie I wanted to see it, not in real life. Could I have prefaced that any better?
I'm in the movie. I'm in the movie right now. I'm in the movie.
In the movie, we just need a strong gust of wind to not blow northwest, which is where I am.
So they right. spend an hour and a half about Southwest this Virginia. Devastating.
Wait, Jake's downtown right now. Anyway, go on.
Well, I know. I thought about that.
They spend 90 minutes building up this catastrophic event, and at that point, I'd like to see it through. No,
yeah, you got to know.
I wonder if they had a plan going in, or they just got to a point where it's like, well, we can't go through with this, and we can't just be like, oh, it worked out. The nuke's gone, or it stopped, or whatever. It's like, you know what? Yep, let's just end it.
That's a waste of time.
Do not, yeah, it is. If you haven't seen it and it's on your list, do not watch it. It is a total waste of time.
All right, let's stay in the NFC North. Keep this thing moving here. The Packers are 6.5-point favorites, total 41 on the hook. There we go.
Get us back on track.
The Packers, a home favorite against J.J. McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings. Sam, what do you think?
I have no reason to bet Minnesota because I bet Minnesota the last 2 weeks and took two L's. So naturally, Minnesota's going to cover or win this game outright. I don't trust either team, though, to be honest with you. And the total has taken the most money in the game. 43 on the open, 41 at Pinnacle right now. So we've seen some support. I like both defenses. And I've never really trusted Jordan Love. And we know McCarthy. Of the, let's say J.J. McCarthy makes 30 throws in this game. How many of them are going to be on target? 7? 8? So I understand it. I can't do it. I want to go back to Minnesota so bad, personal mission. Nah, I'm good. This one's a pass. Lean to the dog. But again, I had Minnesota against the Ravens, had them against the Bears. This would be three straight L's, and I'm just trying to cut bait at this point.
McCarthy has the lowest completion percentage in the league, 52.9%. Lowest completion percentage and the highest turnover-worthy play rate in the league. He should have the most turnovers. He has the lowest rate of completions. And you know what? You know what you got last week with Minnesota against the Bears? You had that Vikings defense on the field for 73 plays. And now you're going another division game, go on the road to Lambeau to face the Packers. I want to face the Packers. Here's the thing. You mentioned not trusting them. I'm right there with you. In their last 8 games, they're 1-7 against the spread. They're still getting respect in the betting market. Look, they're a 6.5-point favorite in a divisional game. And then you look at the injury report. Every receiver was limited yesterday for the Packers. Mm-hmm. Who's going to play? Golden, Dobbs, Watson, Wicks, even Savion Williams was limited. Everybody. So who's going to be available in this one? You know Flores is going to send the heat. And here's what I think is a big check mark on the Green Bay side. Flores just has to blitz. It's in his nature. He's going to send bodies, right? Love is terrific against the blitz. But who's he throwing to? Who's available? And by the way, you have Kraft out for the year. Josh Jacobs, is he going to be ready? I don't know. We're going to find that out later today. Just with all of that in there, I can't take Green Bay. I want to take Green Bay. I just can't. I think they're going to win the game. So Moneyline Parlay, if you're looking for a leg, I don't mind putting the Packers as one of your two legs. But laying 6.5, no. No, I can't get there. I'm certainly not trusting. It is Packers or pass for me. That's where I'm at on that game. All right, we've got.
I can't be trusted. Yeah. I can't be trusted on Minnesota anymore. Don't listen to anything I say there.
Yep. I hear you. Saints Falcons, don't think we need a ton of time on this one. Kirk Cousins will be under center for Atlanta on the road, and you've got New Orleans coming off the bye. Tyler Shuck out there once again. Michael Penix out for the season. Drake London not playing in this game. Offensive lineman for the Falcons. There's a couple guys that are questionable. We can continue with this game on the other side. We're also going to get to Eagles, Cowboys, and Bucks, Rams. So keep it here. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic, also Kelly in Vegas will join us at the top of the hour with her favorite college football plays of the weekend. You've got Bet Sweats on a Friday. This is the BetMGM Network.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We'll get to Minnesota. No, we got Minnesota Green Bay. And then we were going off. Forgot the movie that you guys were talking about. I don't even remember the name of it. I don't think I'm
House of Dynamite.
I was actually thinking. So I get way behind on movies. Like, there are so many movies that have come out in the last decade that I just have not seen. Barry Rosner kind of warned me, our buddy, when we had Jack. He's like, you are entering your blackout phase. I go, what the hell are you talking about? He's like, for the next 10 to 15 years, movies, any pop culture reference, music, you're not going to know any of it. He's like, I remember waking up or seeing it 15 years after the fact, I was like, hey, you know what? This Good Will Hunting movie is really good. Everybody's like, yeah, that was 15 years ago. Thanks, Barry. Thanks for getting around and letting me know that Good Will Hunting is pretty good. When you enter the blackout phase, you have no time. You don't really sleep much. Like, you don't see any of that. So I haven't seen a lot of movies. And I was thinking, like, you know what? I might have some time to see some movies in January, February.
Well, yeah,
maybe March, April, May, according to Gracie, because nothing's happening until June, I guess. So I'm looking forward to that. Anyway,
so this will not be with the movie. No, do not do it. Like, here's the quick synopsis. I have a review up here. A House of Dynamite repeatedly tracks the 18 minutes that follow a missile being launched at the United States. First, from the perspective of the White House Situation Room. Then from the perspective of the U.S. Strategic Command, and finally from the perspective of the president. And they do, I'll give them credit, it was very stressful. And they show really? You both, or actually they show you all three points of views, but then at the end it just ends. There's no, they don't tie the gift and put it under the tree. So you get, they ramp it up and they build up all this chaos, and then there's no solution. So you're just sitting there like, what happened? Nothing happened, because you never find out. You don't find out if it's done, if they fix it, if they solve it. So they build it all the way up and then just end the movie. before they even say what happened or what didn't happen. No.
Oh, my God.
Worse. What?
Gertz's comment.
I didn't see it. Let me look right now. I no, it's not.
House of Dynamite still better than Heat. No, it isn't.
Which,
can tell.
By the way.
Yeah.
Did you see they're coming out, Gertz, with Heat 2?
Let's go. I'm in.
When see, I'm out on out? That.
Hold on.
Well, you know it's going to be bad, but we got
the okay, yeah, here's the cast. Here's okay, the I'm cast in. For Heat 2. Leonardo DiCaprio. Mm-hmm. Christian Bale.
Ooh,
Al Pacino.
Okay.
Austin Butler. Adam Ooh. Driver. Ana de Armas.
See.
Telemundo. Jeremy Allen White.
I forgot about
the bear?
The bear. Bradley Cooper. Yes.
Jeez.
Wow. Tatum. Yes.
Hold on, hold on. There's one big part missing. No Bob?
I don't see Bob on the list. Maybe he didn't want to do it. Yeah, he don't said, need him, honestly.
He dies in the first
Pacino's
one.
Pacino's a spring chicken of 95.
How's he going to come back when he dies in the first one?
Oh, he's dead.
Oh, yeah, that's a great point. Thanks, yeah, very good, good point. You know what? That was hour three, Gertz. Got a little lost. That's on me.
Oh, spoiler. My bad.
That's an L. I'll hold that one.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, forever.
Great cast.
He just ruined it for everybody who hasn't seen Heat in the last 35 years.
You know what? You had 35 years. Yeah.
Gertz ruined Heat. I ruined House of Dynamite. We'll see what else we can ruin in the final yes. hour and 15
Christmas.
Minutes.
Yeah.
I'll go. When's that coming out?
I don't know.
Yeah, is it ever going to come out? Like, are they actually in production, or do they just like announce like, "Oh, Heat 2"? I feel like I've seen this for years now.
Oh, okay. We're years
Dude,
away.
I'm going to be dead by the time this
the next
movie
time
comes
I'm
out.
Employed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the time it comes out, Paul will have been abducted by aliens. We'll never see Paul again.
I'm basically going to be like the guy from Independence Day, Russell Case. Just go on a bender and then fly a plane into an alien spaceship. That'll be good.
All right. Let's go back to the NFL card. We didn't finish off Falcons Saints. The game is probably going to suck, right? It's not going to be the flagship yes. game of the weekend. We've got the Saints favored by 2, and the total is 40.5. I like New Orleans.
Why?
I'm not supposed to like New Orleans. New Orleans laying points, I'm not supposed to like it at all because Kirk Cousins is under center, and he can't do anything at this stage. And then you've got a Falcons team, back-to-back overtime games. The defense has been on the field for 149 plays in the last 2 weeks, and now they're going up against a team coming off the bye. And Tyler Shuck didn't look terrible. His last time out. You don't have Drake London going. What are they going to do offensively? Everything's going to have to go through Bijan. You know what the Saints do? They stop the run. That's one mm-hmm. good thing that this team can do. So I'm looking at the matchup. I'm like, you let Bryce Young go for over 400 yards. You give up almost 500 yards to the Carolina Panthers, and it was through the air, not on the ground. What do the Falcons have right now? They might be almost in quit mode already with a lot of the season left. I like the Saints. The look ahead had Atlanta favored. New Orleans is favored now. We're inside of a field goal. I think New Orleans should be favored. It's gross, but I'm going to take them.
Don't think I'll have a single dollar on this game. But understood. let me talk this out real quick. The one thing I've learned over the years, we've been betting on the NFL for 20 years now, some of us a little bit longer. What I've noticed late in seasons, when we get around this time, end of November through December, the teams that had hope and maybe a little hype that fell flat usually just give up. And then with Atlanta, are they going to bong Raheem Morris? Maybe. Are the Falcons going to try? Are they going to rally together around Kirk Cousins? Then you have the Saints team that's bad, but they're trying still. Because they are building that foundation under Kellen Moore. and they're trying to give young players a shot. Guys are working out. Guys are trying for jobs. Effort-wise, you likely get more from the Saints, who are also at home. So I understand that side of the handicap from a motivational effort standpoint. I could understand somebody coming in on the Saints here.
Eagles, Cowboys, NFC East matchup. This one's going down in Dallas, and the number's coming down. It is now Philly minus -3. We were 3.5 last week. We were 3.5 earlier in the week. What do you know? You've got noise in Philly. Now it's around Jalen Hurts and who in the organization is mad at him and all that. I do think this stuff is legit. Paul can speak more to this, but the reporters that are saying it are ones that have been around the organization for a long time and ones that you can trust. We've got the Kelly Green jerseys. That's an interesting note. The record is very strong over the last couple of years in the Kelly Greens. And Vic Fangio's defense has been lights out against some really good offenses like the Lions and Packers over the last couple of weeks. We've got a short week for Dallas. They're coming off the Monday night performance. Is this going to be a better defense with Quinnen Williams, with guys that are coming back from injury? That is to be determined. Paul, what do you think about this? All this noise with Philadelphia, maybe it's a good thing for them. I just look at the reporters that are talking about it. I'm like, from an outsider's point of view, it's like, oh, these are actually guys that know what they're talking about.
Gunner is legit. Derek Gunn. He has the pulse on that locker room. He has for a couple decades now. I wanted to, a week or two ago, I think I said, maybe it was on Inside the Betting Lines on Saturday, but I was like, you know, the whole A.J. Brown thing almost feels like a toddler out on the porch who's just screaming into the void at this point. Maybe it's like it's just a nothing. But if it's like growing, if there's multiple people that feel the same way about Jalen Hurts, I don't know. We heard a little bit of this last year, and it was like, oh, the passing game. Jalen Hurts, not an elite passer. I don't know. Like, they're going to lose this game. It's a very – I'll say this. I'm not going to lay it with the Eagles. I don't know. I wanted to believe it was all just like meaningless noise and white noise, but it seems like there might be a little bit more there. Now, when they leave the tunnel and get onto the field, does it really matter? Like, I don't – at this point, I don't care if A.J. Brown's involved in the passing game. Like, they can win with him out there and not being involved. Like, I think that part of it might be a little – not a nothing, but not a major obstacle.
You care about Lane Johnson?
Yeah, that's a big problem. That's a big problem.
I like the under in the game. Even at 47.5, it's been bet down. You know, this opened about 50, and it's been slowly coming down. But if you look at that Cowboy front right now, Joe, you mentioned some of the health. Up front right now, across the board, they go Clowney, Kenny Clark, Quinnen Williams, and Ezra Rocco, the rookie from BC. That's not a bad front. Right? And those guys are all healthy. You just got Overshawn back. Their front is no longer an issue. It was an issue for a long time, but you brought in some guys. You trade for Quinnen Williams. I mean, Jalen Phillips looks like he was shot out of a cannon for the Eagles. Yeah. Nobody happier than Vic Fangio to get Jalen Phillips coming off the edge. And this Cowboy offense, yeah, it looked great on Monday night. The Raiders blow. This is going to be, in my opinion, this is going to be 17-14, 2017, one of those NFC East black and blue wars.
Yeah, I don't have anything on the game, but that's a pretty good look. I like that. That makes sense to me, Sammy. All right, we've got Tampa Bay, LA Rams. We'll get to that Sunday Night Football matchup coming up at about 11:20 Eastern. We'll throw that into the two-minute drill when we go over a bunch of other games. So every game will be discussed on this NFL card. Joe O, Sammy P, let's get back to some college football on the other side. Our friend Kelly in Vegas will drop by next. You've got Bet Sweats on a Friday. This is the BetMGM Network.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.